Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue now with the men of Motown from the 1980s. We'll be hearing from Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, and DeBars this half hour. Well, the first artist we'll hear from, Stevie Wonder, had a great song called Part-Time Lover, which reached number one in 1985. Part-Time Lover was the ninth number one song for Stevie Wonder, tying the Motown artist with the Bee Gees and Paul McCartney at this point in time, in 1985, for fourth place among artists with the most number one songs. While some people may argue that Stevie could top the list if he just wouldn't wait so long to complete an album. Part-Time Lover, which was the first single from the LP entitled In Square Circle, was Stevie's first all-new studio album since Hotter Than July in 1980, a whole 5 years between LPs. This song was written by Stevie Wonder and produced by him also. Here is Part-Time Lover, right here with Tom Fallon.
Chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers bloom, no way. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm. No harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time for birds to fly to southern sky. No Libra sun, no no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever do. I just call to say
of your name seems to drive my head insane. kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to open. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating your love, love, love. From the time that I awake, I'm imagining the good love that will make. If to me, if I can do all this, just imagine how it's gonna feel when we hug and kiss. Sugar, do I do what you do when I do my love to you? Alright. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you.
Well, that was Do I Do by Stevie Wonder. That reached number 13 from 1982. And before that, I Just Called to Say I Love You, Stevie's number one hit from 1984. And we start off with Part-Time Lover, a number one tune from 1985. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1980s this hour. Well, coming up, the only top song from the Temptations of the 1980s, it reached number 48 from 1984 and was called Treat Her Like a Lady. Well, the Temptations remained viable hitmakers amidst some occasional personnel changes in the 1980s. The first release with new lead singer Ollie Woodson was this great song, Treat Her Like a Lady. It soared to the top of the R&B charts, but again only reached 48 in the top 40 charts. Writer David Ritz called the song a happy-go-lucky ditty in which Woodson demonstrates his surprising falsetto and quirky sense of storytelling. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Well, that was Super Freak by Rick James. That reached number 16 from 1981. Well, Rick James was born James A. Johnson, and he first came to Motown as a teenage leader of the rock and roll band called the Minor Birds, which included future guitar hero Neil Young. Their recordings were never released, however, and when he returned in 1977, he absorbed a lot of music, the Delta blues, jazz, Latin, classical, everything. Well, although he is kind of easily defined by the punk-funk sound, if you listen carefully to some of his albums, you'll hear all the other influences included in his music. While sex, drug, and funk and roll brought a much-publicized halt to Rick's career by the 1990s, and he never recorded again, and he died a tragic death in the early 2000s. Well, let's continue now with the Meta Motown from the 1980s. Here is Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Make you feel secure.
Well, that was Time Will Reveal by DeBarge that reached number 18 from 1983. And we started with Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge's number 3 tune from 1985. Well, El DeBarge, the leader of DeBarge, didn't plan on being a solo artist. "I really didn't want to move away from my family," he says. "I was scared, but I thought I'd try it." Well, El left Motown, but still appreciated the time with the label. He said, "I learned a lot about being an artist at Motown," adding that he especially appreciated the advice he received from Berry Gordy. "Berry didn't give advice and then leave me," said a grateful DeBarge. "He was always there in the studio to see me through. But I have to confess, I didn't appreciate him as much as I do now. I don't have him anymore and I wish I did." Well, that draws this hour of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at MotownMemories.com. Until next time, Tom Fallon, bye for now.